Greetings, everybody. It's that time once again, the 80s Underground Radio Show getting underway here on KSCU Santa Clara and also andhow.fm. We got 2 hours of extra underground music for you today. It's a deep cuts edition, so I'm bringing you lots of obscurities and rarities and hard to find stuff. Hopefully things you've never heard before that will make you stand up and go, wow, because I got a good selection of great new obscurities for today's show. So I'm going to start off our deep cuts edition of the 80s underground with a German band here called The Fact. They were a three-piece post-punk band. That's hard to say. From Germany, very limited output. They got a great single here on Toll House Records from 1986 called Into Your Heart. This is The Fact. Deep Cuts Edition, the 80s Underground. Dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Deep Cuts edition, the 80s Underground. What a stunning track there. I love that song. That is from a pretty obscure UK band called Play Dead. And I've dug up some of their songs in the last few weeks. Played a single of theirs last week or the week before called This Side of Heaven. They got a bunch of singles throughout the decade and three full-length albums, it turns out. They're from Oxford, England. Just woefully obscure, though. Kind of, you know, riding in the shadows of dark wave and goth. But a pretty cool band that I'm looking forward to getting more of their stuff. I think a label would be smart to reissue some of Play Dead's material because it's quite good. That song there called Pale Fire, it's a B-side to a 12-inch single along with a song called Sacrosanct from 1985, released on Clay Records. Wow. Love that track. Pale Fire from Play Dead on a Deep Cuts edition. Before that, The Fact, some German post-punk for you from them. Got lots of great obscurities for you on today's show. That's what it's all about. Coming up next, here we got, I think I played this track a month or so ago, a recent addition to my Deep Cuts catalog. It's a Dutch band, very limited material. They had some singles and EPs, and that's about it in the mid-80s. But I love this track in particular called Victims. The band is called Quite Simple. This is a great track from 1987 on Deep Cuts edition, the 80s Underground, keeping it underground. This band is quite simple. See what you think.
We'll be right back.
Hey, that's the end of the song, isn't it? It's the 80s Underground Deep Cuts Edition. Another great track there from 1987. The band Chat Show. Yes, Chat Show. That's hard to say fast. First came to my radar screen several years ago. They were on one of my Deep Cuts compilations two or three years ago with a great single called Red Skies. They have a pretty limited output, just a handful of singles and an EP from 1987. That single right there, a 12-inch single with a couple other B-sides, released on Federation Records, a small UK label. Cool band. I wish they had more material because I love that track there called Kings of Confusion from the band Chat Show. We had some Dutch post-punk before that from a equally obscure band called Quite Simple, with a single from 1987 called Victims, and really enjoying these cuts. A lot of this stuff is relatively new to my ears and hopefully to yours as well. It is all deep cuts today, bringing you obscurities from the underbelly of the 80s alternative world. A quick plug of the Facebook page, facebook.com/80sunderground. You will find today's podcast and playlist posted there later today. So share the love. Send the obscurities to those you might think would find it cool. That's what it's all about. Lots more to get to. I'm going to continue on sort of in the, gothy post-punk vein. Got a great Italian band here that I recently discovered. It has a fairly substantial amount of material, but virtually none of it that well-known in the U.S. They are called Deaf Ear. They were around in the mid-80s with a couple of records and some singles and whatnot. This is one of the more notable singles from them. It's called The Waiting, and it's a single from 1985. Some Italian, post-punk, dark wave, whatever you want to call it. Very cool band here. This is Deaf Ear on the 80s Underground. We'll be right back. You're listening to a Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground on KSCU and andhow.fm. '80s Underground Deep Cuts Edition. Another stunning track there with a distinct Killing Joke vibe, I think. That is a Scottish post-punk band called Seance. They kind of got their start in the late 70s as a straight-up punk band in Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland, and they evolved into more of a gothy sort of post-punk outfit. That is a single called Twisted Nerve, going back to 1984. Not a ton of output from that band, but really kind of cool stuff and a recent discovery to my Deep Cuts catalog. Seance right there from 1984. We had some Italian post-punk sort of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a mixed bag of little 80s modern rock, but the band Deaf Ear had a fairly substantial amount of work in the mid-80s, but not terribly well-known out of their homeland of Italy. You go on YouTube, there's a bunch of Deaf Ear videos, and all the comments are in Italian, so I believe they were from Torino, Italy. We heard a single, sung in English, no less, called The Waiting. Very nice-sounding stuff, and a cool Deep Cuts discovery for you today. Deaf Ear. It is already half past the hour, bringing you healthy doses of Deep Cuts today, a special edition of the show. I got a really good one for you here, as long as we're sort of in an international kick. This is a really interesting band for you. They're called Depress. Got their start in Norway. However, a good two or they're a four-piece, and I think at least half of their members are from Poland. So they were sort of a Norwegian/Polish dark wave post-punk band. They had two records in the early 80s, one in 1981, another in 82. The one from 82 called Product, produced by John Leckie, fairly well-known producer. I think got his start doing Pink Floyd records and such, but great producer. They disappeared throughout the late 80s and reemerged into the early 90s and 2000s and beyond. They made a bunch of records later on into the 90s and 2000s. And a pretty cool discovery here. I was not familiar with this band. So let's feast our ears on some Norwegian-Polish post-punk produced by John Leckie from a band called Depress. This is a song called The Fatal Day. And it goes all the way back to 1982. It's a Deep Cuts edition, the 80s Underground. This is Depress.
On that page of the name. James. They want to be the winner of a game. I was dreaming, I was really myself. With a distance, cause you can never tell. When you're wearing a disguise that fits so well. Live by cool silly rules is real. Knockouts for the ones that drive in your mind.
Hey, it's the 80s Underground Deep Cuts Edition, another international treat for you there from another band from Italy. Recent discovery on my Deep Cuts quest, and woefully, painfully obscure. Only two or three singles ever released from that band. They are called Blind Alley, and a very sort of jam-inspired little piece of mod power pop there from 1983. There's a fun video for that song up on YouTube as well. It's called I Was Dreaming, from a three-piece power trio, power pop style, called Blind Alley from Torino, Italy. That single from 1983. I know very little about that band other than what I've already told you, and they don't seem to have much material. I think they were just around for a short period, but a pretty cool discovery and a nice track there called I Was Dreaming from Blind Alley. Depressed before that, which I mentioned before I played them, a Norwegian/Polish post-punk band with a pretty good repertoire spanning a few decades. They got their start in the early 80s. We heard a track called The Fatal Day from their 1982 John Leckie-produced album called Product. Well, let's continue on with a track here that was giving me a little trouble on the preview, so let's hope it goes all the way through. I really want to play this for you, though. This track actually appeared on my first Deep Cuts compilation way back in 2011. It's from an obscure Canadian post-punk band called First Man Over. They only did one full-length album and a few EPs and some singles here and there through the mid-80s. They weren't around very long and not a ton of material, but they did get a full-length record out, self-titled release, on Attention Records, a small Canadian label. Anyway, they're called First Man Over, and this track is called It's Happening on a Deep Cuts edition, the 80s Underground. Dig it.
Thank you.
Deep Cuts edition of the 80s Underground Radio Show, and another recent addition to my Deep Cuts catalog, a great band there out of Hickory, North Carolina. They are called Neon Rock Garden, and a great full-length record produced in 1987 by Mitch Easter. So many obscure records that he had his hands on in the mid-80s. That's one of them right there, from a band that didn't have much material, but they did that album called Perfect Sounds in 1987. Originally a cassette-only release. I don't know if vinyl copies were pressed, but some torrent sites have digitized that record, and their songs are available in perpetuity now. But an interesting band. I think they had one other EP prior to that record, Perfect Sounds. But then they just faded quickly into obscurity, but fairly well known, at least in North Carolina. They played a lot of shows with a lot of cool bands back in the day. And that song there, Perfect Sounds, the title track from their record of the same name, Neon Rock Garden, the band. Before that, we had some Canadian obscurity post-punk band called First Man Over. They had a self-titled record out in 1986 on Attention Records, a small Canadian label. It's Happening was the name of the track I played for you from them. It's all obscurities, all deep cuts today. I got lots of goodies for you, including this next band, which I actually have on vinyl here in all of its crackling glory. A little bit about them. They are called 60th Parallel, a painfully obscure band from Southern California. As far as I know, this is the only album they did. It's a six-song vinyl EP called Into Bliss, released on the Dr. Dream label, which got their start, I think, putting out those early Agent Orange records and maybe the Adolescents too, I can't remember, but a Southern California indie label put out this record in 1988. Let's fire it up. The band 60th Parallel got some U2 kind of guitar vibes things going on here. See what you think. It's a Deep Cuts edition. 60th Parallel, the band right here.
Don't trust me.